So here in New York, the 7th annual Tribeca Film Festival is underway. It's 12 days of more than 200 feature films, documentaries, and short films from around the world. It's also a preview of some of the flicks you'll be seeing this summer, like the latest from actor John Cusack, a black comedy about outsourcing war in a fictional country with a name that ends in Stan, which is pretty much become the de facto suffix for funny and foreign. Here's a clip from the trailer of the movie War Incorporated.
I feel like a refugee from the island of Dr. Moreau. Some twisted character from a Celine novel. The hot sauce helps.
Tarakistan, what's the gig?
Terminate Omar Sharif. This is the first war ever to be 100% outsourced to private enterprise. Tamerlane soldiers, Tamerlane tanks.
What's my cover?
Trade show producer.
Trade show producer. Interesting. Joining us now in the studio is the director of that film, Josh Seftel. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Sure. Good to be here.
So we heard a little bit in that trailer, kind of, about what the narrative plot is of this film. But explain to us, without giving any spoilers, what this film is about, in your words.
Okay, sure. What happens is John Cusack plays this assassin who is sent to a fictional country called Tarakistan. And he's sent there to kill an oil minister. In the process, his cover is to run a trade show, which is essentially profiting on the war, which is just winding down. And in the process of that, he meets a young Taraki pop star played by Hilary Duff, and also a left-wing journalist played by Marissa Tomei. And then mayhem ensues.
Now, I was always told that they get offended when you call them Taraki. They prefer Tarakistani. It's not the case.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure
that
you
it's
had
fictional,
some consultants.
How'd you come up with the name Tarakistan, by the way?
Well, we had the guys that wrote this script are Jeremy Pixar and Mark Lehner and John Cusack, who are just a great team of guys, hilarious guys. And I think they had a lot of fun writing this script and just coming up with the names and the places and the absurd scenarios.
So this is absurd parts of this film. I mean, it's partly inspired, we should say, by Naomi Klein's article in Harper's in 2004. It was called Baghdad Year Zero. It's about post-war Iraq being this kind of capitalist neocon utopia. That was the inspiration for this. How, though, did you decide now's the time to take the war film and turn it on its head and do a comedy?
Well, that's right. You know, this project did start. John read this article, and that was the impetus for this whole project, the Naomi Klein article. And he said, we have to make a film about this, about what's going on. And this became his passion project. It took five years to get this project done. So we've been thinking about it and talking about it for a long time and saying, how can we come at this from a different angle? And in 2006, when we were shooting the film, it was really controversial to make jokes about the war. It still is, but you know, it's. I think it's the best way sometimes to get at really heavy subjects.
Was it always going to be a comedy, or did it take years of sitting with this idea to get to the point where you thought the only way we can do this is actually from a satirical point of view?
It was always going to be a comedy.
It was.
Yeah.
I think about the big anti-war comedies or war spoofs, things like Dr. Strangelove, of course, and Wag the Dog. Those, you know, Dr. Strangelove came out during the Cold War and Wag the Dog was about Bosnia. But is this the first time a comedy pretty much about a war that's going on came out during the war that you know of?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know for sure. I know that, you know, the best Vietnam films came out many years after.
Right. The only film that came out during Vietnam, set in Vietnam, was The Green Berets with John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so a spoof is a totally different thing and kind of daring.
And, you know, the thing is, like, you know, everyone knows that the movies about the Iraq War that have come out thus far have not done very well for the most part, you know. And so this is really different. In fact, we don't really think of it necessarily as a war film. It's a comedy. It's a satire. It's filled with ideas It's absurd. It's fun. It's a wild ride. And it also has a lot to say.
Well, let's listen to another clip. A comic genius, in my opinion, Dan Aykroyd, from his earlier years. He makes appearances in this film. Let's listen to a clip of Aykroyd's character, a former VP and head of the company that's behind this whole outsourced war, Tamerlane. Let's listen.
Tamerlane is sponsoring a trade expo, Brand USA. It's our big launch, bringing democracy to this part of the world. Plus, now that we bombed the out of them, well, there's a lot of rebuilding to do.
Shows a nice spirit.
Well, somebody has to help these poor people. This moment presents a great opportunity for Tamerlane and the United States, for that matter.
Now, Josh, you're mainly a documentarian. I mean, you've done work in Romania and Africa. Was it hard for you to take that hat off and put on this satirical hat? Or because it's based on, loosely, real-world scenarios, was that a little bit easier to make peace with your kind of documentarian inside?
Well, I think that, you know, documentarian, maybe people think of serious and intense. And my work has mostly been funny. I've done stuff for This American Life. I've done stuff for public TV. I've done a lot of my documentaries are actually funny and dark. So for me, it wasn't that much of a stretch. I mean, I think this film fits very well into my body of work in terms of the tone and the kind of content. I like to do films that are about things that are going on in the world. And this film certainly falls in that category.
And provocative.
I was just going to say, I think when you talk about all the failed films about the Iraq War, Lions for Lambs, and all the other ones, some of them didn't fail artistically. All of them have failed at the box office. Do you think it might be a question of tone that people don't want to be hit over the head with this if they feel very bad about it, and if they're very pro-Iraq War, they definitely don't want a criticism? Maybe the tone of just talking about all the absurdities surrounding it, that could connect with an audience better than what we've seen so far.
Well, you know, anytime you can turn on 24-hour cable news and watch something for 24 hours a day,
yeah,
I don't know if you want to watch a movie
why go
about
pay
that
for it?
With
why,
the same tone.
Why go pay and feel bad,
I mean,
and all that? Yeah.
People go to movies to escape the 24-hour news channel. That's what I think. So, you know, we didn't want to make a film like that.
Were there ever any moments in making this, though, that you thought, oh, this is really going to make some people mad? I mean, there are a couple of scenes in there, one in particular where Marissa Tomei has been abducted. You see this image of her, you know, what we've seen before in real life with people with bags over their faces, masked, and she's reading off a list of demands. One of her demands is that she'll be killed if LeBron James isn't traded to the local team. I was there, which is very funny. But was there anything inside of you that said, maybe we shouldn't go there? Maybe we should kill this part of it.
You know, that was the toughest part, is finding that the tone.
Yeah.
And sometimes you've got to take a chance. We want people to laugh, and we want people to, but ultimately we want people to really think about this stuff. And, you know, that scene in particular, as a director, that was really hard for me, because I had watched all of the videos, the real videos of people being beheaded and, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about those.
They're terrifying, yeah. Terrifying videos. And, you know, as my job as the director is to interpret the script and say, okay, how do I make this scene work? How do I make this funny? And I remember with that scene, we tried it, and Marissa Tomei was playing this reporter who's kidnapped, and she's being held at gunpoint, and they're going to kill her. And she was terrified. She played it in a way where she was scared. And I thought, this, you know what, this isn't working. And so the guys who were playing the terrorists who were standing behind her, I took them aside, and I said, they were improv comedians, almost all these guys were. And I said, look, you got to move around more. You have to have fun with this. And so they started to, like, give the thumbs up and you know, high-five each other every time she read a demand.
Make it so totally different than anything that we've seen.
Exactly.
That it becomes
and so we had to raise the absurdity level at times and to make these scenes
work.
To make these scenes funny. And that was a challenge. But it's, you know, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. But that was the challenge for sure.
Well, the movie's called War Incorporated. The director, Josh Seftel. And actually, we'd be remiss if we did not mention that we have a mutual friend in common. There's an NPR connection, right? A woman named Key Maleski, I understand you know.
That's correct. My last film, which was a short film, was a satirical comedy called Breaking the Mold, The Key Maleski Story. Some people might recognize that name if you listen to NPR because she's one of the staff librarians.
She's the head NPR librarian, and she is usually based in D.C. She happens to be
That's
in
not
New
my
York.
Job title. Now you're getting
Here's
in trouble.
Here's Key. Oh no!
I'm not the
Go
head
on,
librarian.
Mike.
She's not the head librarian.
I'm
what
not
are you, Key?
The head librarian. I'm just the oldest librarian.
Oh, you're
Hi,
the
Key.
Oldest.
But for many centuries.
What a surprise! It's
Hi,
like
Josh.
This is your life.
This is my life.
Wow.
We had a little small world moment because yesterday Key was in the studio, and I said, Key, we're doing this interview with Josh Seftel, and she said, oh my gosh.
Oh, I know him.
I'm his muse. I mean, he was basically
I made
the
him famous.
She was the muse, yes.
She was the muse for your movie.
That's
based
right.
on a fictional account, though, we should
That's,
point out.
Yeah, what happened was I was making a film for public TV. It was a comedy, and I wanted the protagonist to be a librarian.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to, what we'll do, we'll put a little summary of
okay.
the Key Maleski right. story
this is,
on
yes.
the website.
Great.
Because unfortunately, we have run out of time, but we did want to bring you two together to
oh,
have
that's
a special a special little reunion.
Great.
Josh Seftel is the director of War Incorporated. It's at the Tribeca Film Festival going on in New York right at this moment. We appreciate both of you coming in today. And that's it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.